everyone at Gone Wild Audio. This is Titacular, or M, if you really want to get familiar with me. And I'm going to do a sex questionnaire so that you guys can get to know me. I do want to take a second to say thank you very much for the warm welcome. I'm really excited to start doing more stuff like this, and audio recording is a little nerve-wracking for me, so you'll have to pardon me if I trail off a little bit sometimes. Anyway, this is going to be a sexy questions, 26 of them, all letters of the alphabet, found it on Tumblr on kinkylesbians.tumblr.com. Don't ask. Anyway, I'm going to say the letter of the question, and then I'm going to say the question itself, and then I'm going to answer the question. And I'm going to hopefully elaborate on some of these, and some of them I might just say nope and move right along. Alright. Question A. Have you ever had sex in three or more positions in one session? Yes, actually I have. It was in that weird, awkward phase, though, trying to figure out what positions work best for us. So, I wouldn't say I had sex so much as I tried a few positions and tried some sex. B. Have you ever had sex continuously for more than 1 hour? Yes. There was a couple times with my boyfriend that we were, like, both really stressed out. And we just had to blow off some steam. And so we had, like, some really mind-blowing sessions. And I get a little excited just thinking about it. C. Have you ever devoted an entire day to sex and sexual activity with breaks for eating, etc.? The only thing I can think of is my 6 month anniversary when we were at his house. It was totally quiet. No one was around. The people he lived with were out. And I just got on birth control. And so we just kind of went at it. It was a lot of fun. We didn't go all day necessarily, but we went for quite a few hours, and neither of us have really done anything like that since, and that makes me kind of sad. D. Have you ever been so loud having sex that housemates, neighbor commented or complained? Backstory, my boyfriend lives with his ex-stepdad. It's a weird situation. But, he lives upstairs, boyfriend lives downstairs. Totally fine, both adults, it's cool. Apparently I was so loud in my noises that his stepdad upstairs heard, and the only comment or reaction my boyfriend got was a high five and a praise of some sort. I wasn't around for that, but I was told about it. It was really embarrassing. E. Have you ever had sexual technique, style, skill openly praised by someone? Yes, I have. My boyfriend on many occasions has told me I suck dick like a champ. Although I try, anyway. But yeah, I guess praise would be just generally, good job. That was hot. Stuff like that. So yes, I have. F. Have you ever written an explicitly erotic story? I've not written a story in a really long time, but I do to this day sexual roleplay online, and I'm very much a writer, so it gets very elaborate, and it's a lot of fun. G. Have you ever brought your partner to orgasm using only your hands? Yes, I have, and I was so proud of doing it because, oh my god, accomplishment. All it took was my hands and some lotion. It was amazing. H. I'm blushing now. Have you ever licked or sucked on someone's feet and or toes? No offense to people who have this fetish, it's just not for me, so no, I haven't. I. Have you ever had sex with someone you're not in a relationship with? No, I have not. J. Have you ever had sex simultaneously with two more people? No, God, no, not yet, anyway. That would be fun, though. Okay, have you ever had anal sex? No, but not for lack of trying. It's just that's a story for another time. That's a story for another time. L, have you ever gone out in public while wearing an anal plug? No, I don't even own an anal plug. Oh, that would be weird. You can tell I'm very vanilla, obviously. These questions are not vanilla. M, have you ever gotten really turned on by saying or hearing dirty talk? This is really funny considering what subreddit this is for. So obviously, yes, I have. Some of you sexy people have done it. Thank you. N, have you ever realized that you are much more sexually open-minded, kinky than most of your previous partners and/or friends? Sometimes I'll hang out in certain groups of friends that are very not sexual at all, and I realize when to say stuff and what not to say. And then I have a lot of very open-minded online friends that I tell everything to, and I feel like having those groups of people separated is a really good idea for me personally. Oh, have you ever been part of an SMM role play? Master, mistress, slave, domination as the dom or sub, or being victim of pain. Whipping, caning, I really like SMM. I'm such a submissive, I don't know if you can tell, but I definitely like this kind of role play. And spanking, I guess, if that's being a victim of pain, is really nice. I have tried being dominant before, though. It doesn't go over as well. I get really flustered. But overall, O is a yes. I do enjoy SMM roleplay. And I've been a part of it. Nothing too crazy, but yeah. P. Have you ever fantasized about or practiced orgasm control denial? Yes and no, like in the loosest term of it, I guess I kind of have. I've tried to deny myself, but I have, like, I get really sensitive and it just kind of goes out of control for me. So I've kind of wanted to do it, but at the same time, I personally am unable to do it, but I have fantasized about it. I just totally took that question in the wrong direction. Anyway, going along, Q. Have you ever tried scissoring? No, and I'm sad every day of my life about that because I really want to. R. Have you ever performed or received oral sex from a man? Yes. Yes. I love having oral sex from a man and I love doing it, so yes. S. Have you ever performed or received oral sex from a woman? No, again, that saddens me every day of my life. I have not yet had that opportunity, but I'm still young. I can still do it. It just makes me sad. T, how old were you the first time you had sex? The same age I am now, 21. Yeah. I got a late start in life. It's not a big deal, but that's, again, a story for another time. How many sexual partners have you had? Oh, that's you. Two? Only the second one I had sex with. The first one I did a lot of foreplay stuff, but my current boyfriend is the only one I've had sex with. Again, I am very vanilla. I don't know if you realize this. V, have you ever practiced BDSM on yourself? Bondage, nipple clamps, hot wax. Not on myself personally. No, 'cause I can't think of a time I've ever tied myself up. I have been tied up, but nothing fancy, just the wrist or ankles. W, have you ever had sex in front of other people? God, no. Why? No. X is, I think it's Tumblr related, but have you ever had a crush on a fellow blogger? I'm just gonna say, have you ever had a crush on an online friend instead? And yes, I have several online friends that are practicing professional dominant people, and they kind of fluster me a lot. So I guess I have a crush on him, but at the same time, like, I'm very devoted to my boyfriend, so having crushes is fine. It's healthy. It's whatever. Why? Have you ever had an orgasm without any direct stimulation? I have. It's actually one of my special skills, I feel like, because it's very hard to do. But not for me. Like, I guess it's just clenching and thinking about it, and I don't know if it means direct stimulation to genitals necessarily. Like, I'll do just play with my tits and get off, but and not touch down there. But it's really fun. It gets me super wet, like, you have no idea. Z, do you like being called dirty names during sex? Yes, but I'm very picky about which names I'm called. Slut is okay. Dirty whore is not. I like being called cute names too. I'm very much a, if I had to pick a submissive personality I was, I very much would be a princess or a little girl. But dirty names like slut, I can't think of any other ones. But slut is fine. So, call me slut and I'll be like, okay. And that's it. That's A through Z. This audio probably went on way too long. But I hope you all enjoyed it. And leave your comments, please, for me. I really want some feedback on this. And I might do a lewd recording later. But for now, I'm just going to answer those naughty questions and hope you don't think I'm too much of a nerd. All right, I guess that's it for me. Bye.